Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. The UAW calling today for a strong show of solidarity at the Warren Tech Center as the GM strike moves toward its fifth week. Here's WWJ's Charlie Langton.
And I'll tell you why. The UAW calls today, shut them down, Solidarity Friday. Union strikers out in force in front of the main entrance to the GM Tech Center on 12 and a half in Van Dyke. Let me give you an idea of normally. I've been here many, many times. I would say between 15 to 20 strikers. That's a normal day. Today, I haven't counted, but they're well over 100, and actually they're coming in more as we speak. Many of them are wearing red for solidarity. A call went out to all workers, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, and I've met many of them. They're all here, as well as other UAW venues. They are showing solidarity. Arlene Williams, she's from Romulus. Why are you out here today, Arlene?
It's like they keep taking more and more away from us, and we're trying to sustain what we have and actually gain what we should have been gaining before.
They will be out here in force. I'm on Van Dyke and about 12 and a half mile in front of the Tech Center that's in Warren. UAW is calling today, shut them down, Solidarity Friday.
The pace of efforts to settle the strike picking up as the costs continue to go up and up and up.
A private meeting between GM CEO Mary Barra and UAW leaders said to have energized the talks, which are now going longer hours. Workers have lost a lot of pay, but Berkeley labor expert Harley Shaken says GM's now getting concerned about a possible credit downgrade.
That could affect $100 billion of outstanding loans as they are renewed, and that's a real cost that GM doesn't want to begin incurring.
Anderson Economic Group says GM has lost $1.13 billion in profits so far. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
We have developing news out of Macomb County. Smash and grab thieves strike again. Here's WWJ's Mike Campbell.
The liquor store on Hoover, just north of 9 Mile, has a big hole at the front door, and it looks like almost a drive-through window was punched out. It's just another hole in the wall. Not sure if it was a mounted ATM or not, but apparently it was an ATM smash and grab here in Warren at Joe's General Store. Police are here conducting their investigation. Looks like the owner or operator or proprietor is inside kicking boxes and the debris around, a lot of rubble. It's a cement wall, and there's a lot of cement out on the sidewalk right now, and it appears the ATM, at least the cash, is gone.
A fire at an abandoned school in southwest Detroit leaves a firefighter injured. Here's WWJ's Jim Matthews with the story.
According to authorities, a fireman now in critical condition after sustaining injuries fighting a blaze at an abandoned school building on Thursday. Fire Deputy Commissioner Dave Fornell telling WWJ that a second firefighter was injured as well. That school building, the old Phoenix Academy in the area of I-75 in Livernois, it's been vacant since 2016. No word yet about a cause, but investigators believe the fire started in an auditorium. And this all coming just 7 days after five firefighters were injured as a roof collapsed as they fought a house fire, also in southwest Detroit.
Parts of Michigan getting hit with the inevitable this weekend. Snow up north, a little bit of snow. Here's meteorologist Mark Taragrosso.
We have our first cold blast of air in the western part of the UP. Could have snow showers, it looks like, Friday night or Saturday. Even northern lower Michigan, eastern UP, some snow showers. Nothing that would stick, but just something where you see it on the windshield and you say, hey, that didn't look like a raindrop. That looked like a snowflake mixed in there. And it just shows that we're getting close to the time that that's going to be everywhere. And from what I'm seeing, the cold air is building up north. And I think this winter, the winter's probably coming sooner rather than later.
Do you ever wonder if you might be sitting on a fortune? WWJ's Sandra McNeil reports there's a chance to find out this weekend in Oakland County.
Appraisers from Dumichels will be on hand in Bloomfield Hills to determine if your household knickknacks are worth the money or merely junk. Marilyn Nix of the Bloomfield Charity and Collectibles Show says they do the appraisals each year, and over the years there have been some interesting finds, like the items brought in by a former Miss America.
When she did her world tour, every country she went to gave her some kind of a medal, and she brought those in for appraisal, which I thought was really fascinating.
The appraisals run from 10 a.m. to 1 tomorrow and cost $10 per item. The show runs today and tomorrow at Cross the Christ Lutheran Church in Bloomfield Hills. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.